In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men.
The dominion mandate is inside. That's why the Bible says, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. You carry God's image, discover who you are, and shake off that ignorance.
I confer the blessing on your life today. I confer your mighty hand of blessing upon their lives.
Welcome to Expand Your World with Pastor David Ogwili.
The way the system works is that God gives you a mandate. A mandate is an authorization to execute a certain assignment on behalf of the government or ruling powers. For example, if Lagos State government give you a mandate to go to a particular area and do a housing estate, the mandate will state what you are to do, the assignment, but the mandate also has authorization, authority to implement that assignment. To rule on the earth, you have to rule from the unseen. Is the spiritual world that controls the natural world. You and I belong to a kingdom that is the supreme ruler over the whole universe. The kingdom that rules over all. That's where we belong to. We are not representing Nigerian government. You're not representing your traditional ruler in the village. We are representing the kingdom of God. That's we're giving ambassadorial status for our king. If you notice in Mark chapter 16, when he gave them the great commission, go into the world, preach the gospel to all creatures, he said, first sign, this sign shall follow. The first one, you shall cast out devils. If you get to verse 20, the same Bible said, the Lord that has risen, that has ascended, was now walking with them, confirming the words with signs following. He is the guarantor. So each time they exercise the authority of his name, he confirms it. He backs it up. The power of the risen Christ is behind you, my friends.
Welcome to Expand Your World with Pastor David Ogwili.
Do you know what he told them in the Great Commission? He said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. You are not alone, my friends, my brothers and sisters. You are not sent into the mission field handicapped. You are not sent to that city. And then one native doctor in the village is messing up your life and messing up your ministry. No way. There are revelations that take the church beyond that point of struggle, point of limitation, point of failure, and make a success out of the same man that failed before, and make a victor out of that wimp. And one of the powers that back up our authority is the power of the Holy Spirit. Dunamis backs up exousia. Dunamis. And dunamis is not just firepower like gun. That includes the idea of that. It's explosive power. Like nuclear weapon, like bomb. There is a way dynamics can be applied. It can hit a whole community. Through prayer. If you know what revival, what is the Holy Spirit? We have limited the Holy Spirit to maybe falling and rising up. The Holy Spirit is the one that created this universe. The Father spoke, He created. The Holy Spirit is not just a healer, He's a creator. That's why when He opened my eyes to this, He said, as you go in fulfilling the Great Commission, and you meet situation, they tell you brain has damage, like the case we just dealt with, where a woman was knocked up on the express and flew and landed with her head. And then went into a coma for weeks. And then finally, they gave the verdict that the damage on the brain was too much. Not only that she would die, she would not even... I sent somebody to go there, pray for her, anoint her with oil, and she remained in a coma. Until one day, they called me that she's giving up, that she's going, and she was jerking. And we were busy getting camp eating ready. I didn't feel anointed, because authority is not anointing. It's the right to use power. Actually, it's not just the right to use power, it's the right to deploy power. Sometimes the man that has the authority is not the one that exercises power. He speaks, the other policemen or the other people that carry the guns now go. That's why you see president, commander-in-chief. How many times have you seen a president driving tanker, a more tank? How many times have you seen an American president driving a jet bomber or carrying a gun? They don't. They have authority. They don't need that. Their job is to speak. Then the armed forces. Then the Navy. Then the special forces. Then the U.S. Air Force can go into operation. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Sometimes we don't have enough to execute. Their job is execution. Their job is what? Execution. They do what the armed forces do. They do what the army does for the government. Your job is to rule and reign on behalf of Christ. Checkmate the forces of evil in the society, in your family. Oh, the job of the angels. He said, are they not all ministering spirit? Send forth. That word, send forth. There is a commission already given to them. Are they not all ministering spirit? Send forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. You know, one time the Lord was explaining to me that it's not just to help the saints, minister to the saints, that their commission is to help us in soul winning, help us in deliverance, help us in healing the sick. He said, you know, I used to do a lot of laying on of hands as a minister to minister to. He said, no, don't do that. You waste your youth. One time I laid hands, I don't know how many people, when I got home, I almost fainted. He said, don't do that anymore. You're a man under authority. Speak the word. Then he said to me, do you know how many angels I have? I said, I'm not sure, sir. He said, check Revelation chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. And I was checking the coronation of Jesus, the day he was coronated in heaven. How many angels attended coronation service? And I have been in two coronation or inauguration of Nigerian president. And it's there you see the different branches of our armed forces and non-armed forces. You don't even know how many forces we have. There are so many. Because they have to march past and salute the incoming government. So on the day Jesus was coronated, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and ruler of the universe, the number of angels that attended, he said, I behold, I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, the beasts, the elders. The number of them was 10,000 times 10,000. This is already how many? 100 million. Am I correct? Because there was no means to count like that before. Do you know I was checking the internet when the earth was not up to 1 billion people? And I found that it wasn't just a couple of years ago. We were not up to 1 billion, the whole earth. You know, population has really exploded though. They didn't have means. So what they do, they start doing multiplication of thousands. So he said 10,000 times 10,000, that's 100 million already. Then times 1,000, that's 100 trillion. Times 1,000, that's 100. No. 10,000 times 10,000, 100 million. Times 1,000, that's 100 billion. Times 1,000, that's 100 trillion. But the problem I have is that the last 2,000s are in plural, so I don't know what number to call that. I don't know exactly what that will be. So I just took singular and did the model. 100 trillion angels. How many are we on earth? 7 billion. Just 7 billion. If you have 100 trillion angels, you can just let 1 trillion go on assignment. 1 trillion. You know what is backing your authority? We are not sent alone. Oh, you don't know? Are they not all ministering spirit sent forth? The work of the redemption of man is so serious that God put all the angels on commission. You see that lady I showed you the other night? It's a reverend father that carried her because she walked, she crawls on the floor, walks with her boots, and was condemned to be like that. After being like that for 8 years, a reverend father chartered the vehicle and carried her by himself, brought her to the crusade. That night, people marched on her as they were running to answer altar call. If I show you the clips of it, you see thousands of people coming to answer altar call. Then they march on that girl. But once we gave the word in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, she said by herself, it was a man dressed in white. She thinks it's Jesus. It can be Jesus because he's one of the guarantor. But it can also be one of his angels. He said the man was on white. He came and the waist was shattered. The bones were shattered and fixed her bones in her waist and lifted her and she stood. He said, start running. And she started running. It's not just crippled, it's a person that walks with the buttocks on the floor. She does not cross, she drags herself on the floor. Their job is to enforce. Let me see, we got just a few minutes. Let me see if I can show you one or two things. This is John Macmillan. He is, you know, I distributed a few copies of that book. I wish that book would be brought into the country. Every believer needs to have a copy of it. Authority of the Believer and the Authority of the Intercessor by John Macmillan. And the man, you know, was a missionary to China. So in the mission field, facing, confronting issue, God now opened his eyes to show him. This is the man that opened the eyes of Kenneth Hagin. And Kenneth Hagin now wrote his book, The Authority of the Believer. And see the record, what they wrote here. The fall of the Iron Curtain in China. That if you equip the church in that place, even if there are few, with the understanding of their heavenly ministry. Because the heavenly ministry will take them beyond what is ruling the environment. Take them back to where they can have authority over it. That if you open the eyes of a group of believers there, they will overthrow that structure. There are some issues, especially national issues and all, that we have to do in agreement. I turned on my car and turned it off. And the Lord says sometimes that's what believers do with their authority. They will exercise, then they will cancel with their own mouth. And then the spirit world is confused. They don't know what to obey. And so everybody stands still.
These days, everyone is always on the go. We understand that life gets busy. Thankfully, we've created a way for you to stay connected to Dominion City regularly, wherever you are and whatever time of day. Introducing the new Dominion City mobile app. With the app, you can now obtain the most important ministry updates immediately. You can listen and purchase messages you've missed or want to hear again. Locate a chapter relative to your location using the Find a Chapter feature. Catch up with past and upcoming events, share testimonies and prayer requests, and oh, you can even give with the app. Connect to the Dominion City Nerve Center to receive instant notifications direct to your device so you don't have to be left behind. Why wait? Get the DC Mobile hookup and have access to the best learning tools to help you along every aspect of the journey of life. Download it today. Available for Android, iOS, Windows, and select BlackBerry devices.
For my life as a living sacrifice to your will. Just take it all.
And by your spirit, we enter in into this door that is opened by
Jesus Christ. Just take it all. So come and stay. Oh, Lord. Father, come take all the love of me. Spirit, take all the love of me. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit.
You know, it's one thing to have a church on the earth that does not know the power of the head of the church. We have heard about the cross. This night we're discussing the throne. As amazing as what Jesus did on the cross is, and it is, nobody can add or remove from it. There is also the power of his throne. Ephesians chapter 2. I wish I have time to really milk this thing. Verse 1. Before I read, Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 17 prescribe 3 prayers for the church. I encourage every one of you to start praying those prayers for you. I learned from Kenny Hagin. I've been praying it for myself for a couple of years now. But then, when my eyes started opening, the kind of light and understanding is it comes at such intensity that I wonder what I've been doing. Sometimes I even ask my wife, what have I been doing in ministry all these years? How come? What was wrong with me? At one time I even went to ask God, what was that? Was it a covering cast even over my eyes? I thought I was seeing. I will repent and repent because the failure of God's plan on the earth is the failure of the church to use her authority and to exercise her ministry of priesthood and her ministry as king. God did not just give us this thing so that we can be having fun. He gave it so that his plan on the earth can be implemented. That the will of God will be implemented on the earth. So if you read those 3 prayers, the first one is that we might know the hope of our calling. And another time is a good subject of discussion. Because the hope, the goal to which every believer is called is also found in Ephesians 4. The Bible, in Ephesians 4, it was talking about the 7 unity that we have in the Christ. One body, one Lord, one head. Then he got to one, he said, one hope of our calling. Ephesians chapter 4. And do you know what that one hope? Eternal hope is the blessed hope of all believers making it in eternity, going to heaven. But the hope of our calling is in verse 14, that every believer be conformed to the image of Christ. God's hope for saving you is that you will be matured into manhood. Verse 14 of Ephesians 4 said that we will come into the fullness of the stature of Christ. Do you give birth to a child? And you don't have a plan for that child to grow into adult. All of us have one hope of our calling. It's one destiny. One destination for all believers. That you come into the fullness of the stature of Christ. So that God now has a son, not a baby. Somebody can depend on to carry out his will on the earth. And the means he gave the church to get believers from salvation to that destination is discipleship. And that's one of the areas we have also failed God again. So we have babies all over the kingdom and very few sons. The Lord was asking me, he telling me, he said, I have many servants, very few friends. I want you to be my friend and not just my servant. Then he said to me, I have many children, few sons. Don't do what many pastors have done and leave the people at the babyhood stage. Bring them. Then he said the highest success in ministry is to grow sons. Let me ask you. Jesus gave us a ministry in the heavens, a throne to function from. And you are more concerned about career, more concerned about money. Let me ask you, in the natural, if a government gives you an appointment, minister of finance, or the governor is leaving and he said, I want you to be the next governor, which one will you take? That the governor dashes you a house or that he gives you power and house? Which one is more important? So the man said, I want you to take over the government after me, or I want you to become my commissioner for works, the one that awards the contract. And you say, no, sir. Please give me a contract to build 7 houses for the government. Which one is more important? Eh? Why? Why is power more important than money? Because if you have it, you can what? You don't just talk about what you eat. You can create many wealthy people. Am I correct? Oh, that's what you are given by Jesus. Did you notice that he didn't leave any bank account for them? Did you notice he didn't give them money? Ladies and gentlemen, I left $2 billion for you. So now, as I send you, this is what you need to use to undertake the Great Commission. Did you notice? Did you notice that when he was alive, when he delegated authority to them and sent them, he took the extra money that they had? Eh? Did you notice that? Because if you know how to exercise this, he said, ask me and I'll give you nations. Everyone say nations. I love one translation. He said, you are my son. Today is your birthday. This is this translation. What is it called? Message translation. Let me tell you what God said next. He said, you are my son. Today is your what? Help me tell the friend beside you. Today is your birthday. Resurrection. The day he rose from the dead, your own sonship began. And now, what do you want? Name it. You know what many of us would do? I will be in the U.S. and I call my children. And the little boy, Joshua, is up to 8. Oh, what will I buy for you? He said, chocolate. Chocolate that is plenty in Lagos. That's why I flew across the ocean to buy you chocolate. I said, you don't have anything? He said, buy me chocolate. Sometimes add candy to it. That's what we are doing. Your Excellency, leave that governor thing or leave that commissioner thing. Give me one house, the one I can see with my eyes. This one is tangible, I can see it. What is power? Power. What is power? Now power we go chop. What is power? Power is not, give me car. 2017, my breakthrough. My car. Jesus, if you don't give me this car, I will know that you are not my God again. Jesus, I don't know what I did to you. Didn't you hear the testimonies of others? Everybody is testifying. Am I not your daughter again? Me and I have been faithful serving you. Somebody is giving power, office, and is crying about car. Somebody is asked to run nations on behalf of the king. And he's crying to, am I not your daughter? Hey, you need to change my wardrobe. I've been believing you for this new shoe and necklace, earring, oh God. Hey, my father, remember me, my father. You know, as I pause there, my heart bleeds inside because that's what pastors and ministry gifts have done to God's children. When the Lord said to me, I have very few sons, I cried so much that week. And I was wondering. He said, I have few friends. I said, Lord, is it like that? He said, in the days of Abraham, I had a few like Abraham. Days of Moses, I had someone like Moses I could talk to face to face. I had people like David that was a man after my heart. Over time, he has remained like that. Yet I invited all my children to come into the throne room. What I love more about the natural side of life than building a relationship with me. I cried. I said, Lord, I don't know how to be your friend. I don't know how to even be a son. But please help me. Help me. Let me start. Let me start somewhere. And if you help me, I will help to teach other people. I will help to recruit more people for you. You're my son. This day have I begotten you. Ask me for nations. This authority is given so that we can take nations, not so that we can get a car. Of course, he can get a car. He can get. But when you take a city, when you take a nation, what is car? What are those things? He said, men shall call you ministers of our God. They shall call you priests of our God. And you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. And in their glory, you shall boast yourself.